Attention, please. The Santa Fe and Disneyland passenger train, E.P. Ripley, now loading on track number one. Board.
Sports Biz Radio, broadcasted live from WNHU on the campus of the University of New Haven.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 5 of Take It Deep, live from the Mohegan Sun Casino. I don't know if you see what's over my shoulder. I don't know if you hear the music balling. That's what we're doing right now. We're in the suite, the baller suite. You see the fireplace, you see the couches, you see the big screen. That's how we roll when we come, right, Robbie?
That's it.
Top shelf.
Yeah, that's it.
We've decided to do a somewhat emergency podcast. We are been up all night. I was in bed by 11:15, actually, in real life.
I think I was snoring.
11:15, I was sleeping.
Yeah.
I still have. So now I have a bed that I could roll over at least 6 times in and not fall off. That's how big the bed is. In the master bedroom.
You
can't see the master bedroom. You want to know why? This place is enormous. That's why. You can't see the master bedroom. So that bed, I could do 6 revolutions and not fall off. That's how big it is. Ask me how I slept.
Fantastic.
No.
You can't.
I still have baby pee, you know, it's like
you need
it's like a PTSD. I'm up. Yeah. 4:45, I'm up.
Yeah.
I'm up. Doesn't matter.
I know.
The world was my oyster in there. 4:45, I'm up. I'm up. Staring at the ceiling.
It's an internal alarm clock.
100%.
Right? Once you have kids, that's it.
And knowing me like you do,
yeah,
you know the motor.
Yeah, that's right.
The kid's got a good motor.
It's nonstop.
So I get it.
I'm just wondering, what happened to, you know, I was going to mention this before, but the hat. There's no hat today.
No, you know why? Yeah. I'll tell you why. We're in a different environment today.
Yeah.
We're not in the bowels of the UNH radio station.
Right. This is a classy joint.
Look around you.
This is a classy
joint. Look at where we are right now.
I just love the fire effect behind you, though.
We do have what they call a pseudo fireplace.
Yeah,
now, folks, it's not a live flame, but it does give off heat.
Yeah.
So
it does.
Again, this is the Baller Edition, episode 5. We're here. Well, I'm here for a baseball coaches convention, college baseball, high school baseball teams, everybody, the World Baseball Coaches Convention. We're getting into season mode. I'm a couple weeks out from starting preseason, getting the whole thing going. Don't be fooled, though. It won't take away from my broadcast career. It won't take away from the podcast. But, you know, it's not cutting time, as they say. It's getting here. The season's getting here. I'm excited. I'm ready to get going. But we got work to do in here for the next 25 minutes for the Baller Edition. Now, I talked about how I'm in the bed. This is the dream. Anybody with a 2-year-old, they want to come in this room. They want to relax. They want to do it. I can't do it.
No.
What we could do and what we did do.
So much action, steps away.
Yeah. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
I was sleeping by 11:15, woke up 4:45, doesn't matter. We didn't gamble. We didn't do anything last night. But what we did do, let's talk about Michael Jordan Steakhouse. Yeah. Let's talk about that for 5 to 10 minutes. Let's tell the public what we did.
Yeah. No, we had a great dinner last night. Yeah, we had a great dinner last
Compliments
night.
Compliments of number 23, that's MJ, right. Yep. At his establishment, Michael Jordan Steakhouse.
Yeah,
the left side. I don't know if you noticed, the restaurant, shout out Dave Fogno. We talk about this all the time, head strength coach at New Haven. The restaurant has 2 sides. There's the right side, which is like the TGI Fridays restaurant, and there's left side where the bowlers go. That's where the steakhouse is.
Yeah.
You always go left side. You go left side, or you don't go.
I noticed that. But the great thing about steakhouse.
I am left-handed. I live on the left side.
Yeah, I love when you go there and to those that level steakhouse where you can pick your sides.
Yes.
Right. Where you choose your sides.
Yes.
Other than that, you go to normal steakhouse. You're getting whatever veg, whatever starch. Here.
No, here they charge. It's the opportunity to charge you anywhere from $15 to $18 for each one.
Yeah, why not?
And you're like a kid with a coloring book, and you go nuts, right? Which is what we did.
Yep, it was fantastic.
Just real quick, we both have steakhouse experience. Talk to me about what do you when you go steakhouse?
Yeah.
What are your staples?
Filet. I do a filet.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay.
Not big on apps at a steakhouse because I never think they are phenomenal. Last night they were okay, but
the crab cake was good.
I mean, you're paying a lot for a steak. You're paying a lot for a normal steak that you could cook on your back grill for half the cost, right?
Yeah, but they cook it better.
Yeah, there's something about it, right? There's a little magic sauce, spice, and little.
They got the magic sauce back there.
I usually like scallop potatoes. I didn't notice that last night.
They were not available.
And I love Brussels sprouts with
those were available, yeah, which we did get.
Great, and that corn last night was phenomenal. Yeah,
I agree. I tend to go the filet route. Yeah. Sometimes I'll go New York strip. Sometimes, yeah. But the filet to me, do you like? Are you the rare guy? Are you the medium rare guy?
Medium. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, medium.
I don't like it bloody.
No, I like a little char. A little char. I like a little bit of that texture. Just too soft. Yeah.
By the way, the thick cut bacon wasn't a bad one either.
Oh my gosh.
Let's not forget about that.
That was phenomenal.
Right? The thick cut bacon.
Right.
It looked like shingles on a roof.
Yeah.
That's how big the pieces were, right? Yeah. Look like shingles.
They're like floorboards.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Bacon floorboards is what we ordered. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But you come to a place, we've been talking about this since we've been here.
Yeah.
Forget the luxurious accommodations that we have. Just in general, you look around this place. A casino in itself is such an interesting environment, right?
Oh, it's the people. It's just unbelievable. It's where the desperate meet the lonely.
At the end of the day,
yeah.
Right? This place lives off desperation, yeah. Right? Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, where the desperate meet the lonely.
Right. The desperation keeps the lights on.
Sad.
In a way, it is, right?
Sad.
It's the biggest oxymoron. Everyone's walking around with a smile on their face, but it's so sad, right? At the end of the day?
I don't know if there's a lot of happy people walking around. You're stressed out. There's anxiety. I don't know. There's,
Well, for people who are here regularly, yes. Yeah. There's no question.
Right?
Right?
Smoke it everywhere. It smells like old man's cologne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yep.
You know, but I prefer Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Over a casino.
That's just
me.
Well, this is certain people's Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, again, though, here for a great event, World Baseball Coaches Convention. Next 2 days are going to be filled with getting some information, going to watch some guys do some demos, some speaking,
networking.
You know, try to learn. I got to be honest. I don't really come to network.
No.
I don't. I am the network.
You are the network.
I come here.
Yes.
Honestly, I come here to learn some things if I can and talk to some people that, you know, about baseball and about coaching and those things.
Yeah.
I'm lucky that the locale is great for me.
Yeah.
I'm 50 minutes from home. Mm-hmm. But we don't stay home. We stay here.
This is where we stay.
Ball out.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We ball out.
This is the accommodation.
So, you know.
Yeah. Most guys at a coach's convention, they're five in a room. They're six in a room. They're six deep in a room.
With two queen beds.
Yeah. Not us.
How do we do it?
Well, this
fireplace.
No. Yeah.
The public can't see the barista station we also have. Do you see the coffee room?
Yeah.
The coffee room?
Phenomenal.
Two bathrooms, folks. Jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Two bathrooms. Just let your imagination run wild about what we did last night.
Yeah.
Again, sleeping by 11:15.
Yeah, that's right.
that's the reality.
That's
the reality.
I was ready by 9:30.
that's the reality, right? I mean,
I'm exhausted.
That's the reality.
I'm so tired.
100%.
I can't do this.
So this is going to be a little, I don't have a top 10 list, but what I have, we're talking about balling. We're talking about, you know, what we do, no Lululemon hat today because, you know, we're out of our element a little bit. I do have the coach wallet.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see that. You probably can't. I've been upgrading my accessories. Have I not?
By default, mind you. By
Correct. By I, but listen,
yeah,
it's still the truth.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I got the three-stripe coach wallet.
Yeah.
I got the Lululemon beanie.
Yeah.
What's next?
What happened to you? We want you know, Coach Alano back.
Yeah. I think if I dip my toes in a lot of different ponds, right? You know, I see it as culturalization.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Shelly's stepping you up in the world.
Yeah. Oh, God. She's the only thing saving me is my wife, believe me. But so speaking of dipping your toe in different oceans, I want to talk about a topic you and I know zero about these days. Perfect. Zero about.
Seems most of which I,
Dating.
Okay.
Dating. How what it's turned into.
Yeah.
So you remember back when you were and back when I was,
it was
and how you did it and what you did.
Happened,
So now what I love is this is what I love. I love that there's terms for everything in dating now, right? So I got this list.
Yeah.
You're gonna love this. I got this list of all the dating terms that are in vogue right now. A lot of this we didn't deal with at all. We didn't deal with any social media, any meeting someone online, then meeting them in person, all those things.
We actually had to call the parents' house.
We had to pound the pavement.
We did.
All right?
Yeah, it was a lot more effort.
Before we pounded whatever, we pounded the pavement.
It was a lot
I got a little raw right there. I don't know if you know. Yeah, I don't know if you picked up that.
Might have to add that one out.
Yeah. However, we pounded the pavement, right?
Yeah.
You had to put in the time.
Yeah.
You had to put in the time. You had to be the creepy guy and vulture the girls at the end of the night, the bar at 5 a.m. Just joking. You had to go out and do a leap of faith, right? You had to meet someone face to face for the first time and not have spoken to them at all in most cases and get it done. Now you can meet someone without even meeting them in person, get a really good feel, and then you meet in person, and then you either figure out the pictures were fake or they were from 10 years ago. The guy's got, you know, another 30 pounds on him now or whatever. You know, all those things exist. But you break the ice without having to do it the uncomfortable live. So first of all, nobody's got game anymore. I care what anyone says. You don't need it.
Yeah.
Right? You don't need game because you could you just get it all out there on the online. And when you message back and forth, and by the time you meet, it's basically like, all right, I've seen the specs. Let me just make sure. Yeah, let me make sure that everything's intact, right? So there's these terms now. They were cracking me up. I was reading this. I'm gonna start. There's these terms, right? So you know what dial toning is? This is in the dating world. There's a term called dial toning.
I am so out of the loop on this.
Okay. Dial toning is a little bit of an old school thing. It's when you give someone your number, right? They reach out to you and you never
pick up,
respond, call back. That's called dial toning.
I like that. That's actually, you can use that for business, recruiting.
Oh, use it in everyday life.
Yeah
I got dial toned.
Yeah, I got dial toned.
Right.
3 times today.
Right. I mean, I guess it's similar to ghosting in a way. I don't know if you know ghosting.
I do know ghosting.
Dial toning is you just give out the number, they reach out to you, and you just go, no.
Not responding to
this. No. I mean, let's be honest. I've done that where you're like, whoa.
Yeah. What's your?
A long time ago, happily married, love my wife.
What is your window for people not responding to texts before you reply again?
5 to 8 seconds. No, I mean, like, I do, but I find myself in that situation all the time where I text and I go, seriously?
Right.
And it's been 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I know. You know what? You ever get you probably go through this. You get the deke move where you see the thought bubbles and you're like, oh, they're writing back.
Yeah.
And then they just disappear.
That's dial toning.
And then I just start punching the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Or how about this? And I'm notorious for this. I'll text you. Boom. You call me back because you want to talk and I don't pick up because I text you. I put my phone down and I walk away.
You do that to me constantly.
Constantly. You're like, all right, he's paying attention.
I do voice to voice.
You are a phone guy. You like,
I need you on the phone. I'm an old school Italian guy.
You're a pick up the phone. Let's talk.
You need to talk to me.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I need to hear inflection. I need to hear your mood.
Yep.
I need to hear exactly what's coming out of your mouth the way it's supposed to.
Right.
How often have you misinterpreted texts?
All the time.
Right?
Right.
You think someone's mad because of something they wrote?
Or emails,
same thing. Right. Any text in any form, I can't tell. I can't tell the passion behind it. I don't get the full picture.
No.
Like, I'll do that with my wife, and she'll text me. I'll go, wait a minute, am I in trouble?
Right.
Or... So then what you do, though, you have to this is the problem. You go down a rabbit hole. Yeah. Then you have to send out a feeler text after that to gauge the move. I got to do leading questions. Now I become an attorney.
Right.
I have to do leading questions to get information out of you.
Yeah.
When all I would have had to do was pick up the phone, hear your voice. Oh, you're not mad. See ya.
Yeah, see you later.
And I do that all the time. But, that's the one thing about texting. I love the convenience. I actually like that form of communication because the other side of the coin is I don't need to waste 10 minutes on a quick information getting conversation that you used to have to.
Right.
Right. Because then every conversation gets filled with filler a lot of the time around the central reason for calling.
Yeah.
You know, you bring up, kids are good, family's good, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's 10 minutes.
How about this, though? How great are group texts? How many groups do you belong to that regularly text each other?
Friends, college buddies, our coaching staff. Yeah. I probably have half a dozen.
Yeah.
Right?
Just going at once.
And I love that because it's basically we're all in the room together talking to each other.
Yes.
And I do like that.
It's the best. We have one. The one, and you have your favorites.
Yes.
I have one with my kids.
Yep.
Right. I have one with my kids, and I don't think it includes the wife. I don't think it includes the warden. I don't think she's in on it.
Smart move.
Yeah, it's a smart move. And then I have one with college teammates. And it
right.
is just
and that's the uncensored one.
Oh,
that's the one.
Hilarious.
And the convenience of having people spread out all over the country and you guys are still
every day.
That's the best part.
Every day.
That's the best part.
It actually makes your day.
100%.
Right?
That's the best part.
Because then you always get one or two guys that are up
right.
at five.
Exactly.
Right?
I'm that guy now.
They're working the city.
I'm that guy now.
Yeah. And they're just blowing out.
Every day.
Blowing out.
Oh, and I do it on purpose.
Videos and pictures.
I do it on purpose.
Yeah.
5:05, I'm blasting to my buddies.
Oh, that's the best.
You know? Because most of my buddies are past the young kid stage already, and I'm knee deep.
Yeah.
So I bring them right back to the 5:05 every day, wake up.
You know what's great, though? I look at this and I don't know if it's because I'm on the fence about it, saying, you know, it was great going in college being in college at that, and even that earlier part of your career without having technology, right?
I thought it was fantastic.
But yeah. And then you think about it, you think, but the connectivity that they have now to it. I don't know.
It's not worth the trail of breadcrumbs that you would have.
But let's just say you don't have a trail. Then just say you're not at that level connectivity, right? But every college kid has some.
I don't want.
Everybody has a night.
100%.
That night, you know?
I don't want any evidence of anything that. No.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful I didn't grow up in the phone. Because here's the other thing. I think if you would have added that technology to that time, things were different then.
It was.
I know older people always say, oh, it was different when I, but it was.
Yeah.
I think if you would have added camera phones, imagine having a camera phone and being able to take pictures, video with all every night you did what you did in college.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't.
The good part from my perspective is that you still get those. You're able to stay in contact with people like your buddies, whether it's on Facebook, but group text is just phenomenal. But on the other side of that, growing up without a phone in front of you, you actually built real relationships, different relationships.
What made you a good communicator?
It made you good. Not that they don't have it now. Not that the kids, they don't have that now. They just communicate in different ways.
Correct.
They're still very, you know, but I don't know. I don't know about that. I think I got to wait to see how this whole thing turns out. I think I have to see how my kids turn out, you know, at the end. Did it really affect them in business? Did it affect them in other things that they wanted to do in their life? I don't know.
I think it's going to help and hurt. Yeah. But I think that the best point is what you said. People say that it lessens their ability to communicate.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. It's changed the way they communicate.
Yeah,
is the way.
Right.
You and I agree. We don't run from social media.
No.
We embrace it. You have to.
I mean, you know, Chris, you're dealing with 18 through 21 year olds every single day.
Don't remind me.
Right?
Yep.
How much have they really changed?
They haven't. Their environment's changed, so they've adapted to that.
So the kids could still they're still sitting in front of you and talking to you.
100%.
Right? Looking in the eye.
Oh, they don't have a choice.
A lot of times. Right, they don't have a choice.
No, but 100%.
But they're still great kids.
Yes.
Who get to that level, especially student
100%.
Athletes, right? Just a different kind of kid.
100%.
Right. So it's how they communicate a little bit.
Yes. What I've had to do is I've had to adapt. I've had to adapt to the tech speak. I've had to adapt because they don't know that, you know, we have our talks from time to time like, hey, listen, you can text me. That's fine.
Right.
But try to make it as legible as possible.
Yeah.
Just as an exercise.
Stop all the acronyms.
Yeah, and you know, whatever else.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what up, coach is probably not.
Yeah.
And the only reason I say that and really get on them about that is because at some point when I'm not coaching them anymore, they're gonna have a boss, most likely.
Right.
That may not fly. Right?
Right.
Now, if they go work for Google or something else where they can wear sandals to work every day, and I mean the world is changing, right? We get that. But not enough. You know, what if a guy goes in law enforcement? What if he becomes a fireman and they communicate via text? I'm pretty sure you can't text your sergeant and say, what up, Sarge?
Right?
Like, that's probably not going to work.
I would assume that.
So my point is just, I try to keep it a little combo of both where
it's a line.
Yeah. And not for nothing, you're going to be someone with a college degree slash master's degree. Act like it a little bit.
So do you have, say you have a shift in your schedule or you have a time change or whatever it may be, or guys heads up, would you send out a group text or an email?
Shout out to the GroupMe app. GroupMe has, we have our entire team on it.
Yeah.
And I blast one text, it goes to everybody. So it's a great way for us to communicate with them. And we kind of use it too as like a message board. Like guys know, like they're not going to put anything crazy on incriminating or off topic on there.
And it's just an app.
It's called GroupMe. Yeah. And it's fantastic. You get an invite to join, you join, and then the app shows up on your phone and it's basically one big group text. So group text has a limit. I can't make a group text with 30 people on it.
Right.
The phone won't let me.
Right.
What GroupMe does is allows you to get a large group together, and that's how we communicate.
It's a free app?
Free app. GroupMe. Shout out. GroupMe. If you're looking to sponsor, GroupMe, feel free. We'll take. Please reach out.
As of right now, we're still the Provisanos. Provisanos.
Let's talk real quick.
Yeah.
The sandwich is on the board already.
It's on the board. Yeah, I wish we could pop it up here and it's a little.
The sandwich is on the board.
It is.
Folks, go to Provenzano's Deli, West Haven, Connecticut. Yeah. You will see
the
Rob spelled R-A-E-B.
R-A-B-E,
like broccoli Rob. You'll see the Rob Thompson.
Yeah.
Just real quick, what is it again?
The broccoli Rob Thompson special is.com.
Yeah.
Is chicken cutlets, provolone, broccoli Rob, which is chopped and tons of garlic in it, unbelievable, with roasted red peppers. And this is the thing.
We got to talk about
this. This is the hook.
We got to talk about this.
This is every Italian on every Italian friend, relative.
I don't know how that is going to go.
You're crushing me with it, but it works. Honey mustard. And the reason why is because it cuts the sweetness of the honey mustard, cuts a little bit of the bitterness of the broccoli Rob. And I think it's a brilliant move.
Could be.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant move.
You'll be shunned by the traditional community, but it could be a good move for you.
Half Italian, half disappointed.
It's your sandwich, Rob. You do whatever you want.
Thank you.
Charlie, just so you know, I'm concocting my own. I'm thinking about names. The Big Slick, maybe. Something. It'll be nice. It'll be something nice.
What are you talking about? Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, that's just the thing. So it's coming.
Take a deep sandwich.
It's coming.
Right?
So
it would be on the Take a Deep Sandwich.
Oh.
You think a chicken cutlet?
100%.
Yeah. It all starts. I mean, it's chicken cutlet, Charlie.
Yeah. From there, that's where I got to get. I see what I got to do is I got to get to the root of me.
Yeah.
I got to put my soul onto these two pieces of bread.
Yeah.
So I got to see exactly. My soul has to go on two pieces of bread. I have to be careful about what I put on there.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. So I'm taking my time, but Charlie, it's coming.
So you need to think it through.
It's coming. We're going to need it on the board. Yeah. I'll reach out. Don't worry.
So you need to think it through a little bit.
So we're going to go through a couple more of these dating things. Okay. I got it. This stuff blows my mind. I love it. Okay. We did so far. We just got through one dial toning and then we go off on a tangent, but that's okay. Yellow carding. You know what that is?
In the dating world, I do not.
In the dating world.
Someone's getting a warning.
Right? It's basically what it sounds like. Apparently you call out a date via, you know, social media.
Yeah.
You go on a date with someone, you call them out for any type of bad or lewd behavior. You drop the yellow card on them.
Is there like a thing now that you
can
use?
I don't think there should be. We should create one.
Like,
let's just create one.
Yeah, I'm flagging you.
Let's create one.
Right?
Everyone who's listening to this podcast right now may have just heard the $1 billion idea that Rob and I came up with. Just so you know.
You're getting yellow card. Yellow card should go right with the like. So
yeah.
Either the thumb, the heart,
yep.
The thumb down, yellow card.
Speaking of,
yeah.
Flagging.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with flagging, but it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Bagging, flea bagging. You know what flea bagging is?
No,
this cracks me up. The term flea bagging is when you constantly date, knowingly date the wrong type of person for you.
That's fantastic.
You are flea bagging.
That's fantastic.
Is that not all? I mean, we're getting these are unbelievable.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's just
you're a flea bagger.
Like, but like, what's an example? Like, you fall in love with
the wrong person.
What does that mean? Like a hot priest
that
you can't date?
Well, you know.
Like, I know that's a weird example, right? Like,
you're gonna get struck by lightning. Ah,
believe me.
I think you know how some women have this thing that where they feel like they have this empathy towards guys who feel like they need to save them.
They want
to
fix them.
They want to
the fixer upper. I call them.
Right?
Yeah, they like they want to flip houses, but those houses are condemned.
Yeah, Yeah. Yeah. They just, you know, they're usually the big boys. And
oh, yeah.
They want to try to help them.
I think that's what my wife saw in me. I think that's what she was like. You know what? I could probably. She found out quick. She found out quick. There is. We are miles away from help here. We are miles away.
She's still working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. So, all right. I like that one.
Fleabag. That's one. That's probably your favorite so far.
Yeah.
What about white clawing? Have you ever heard of that?
So, white clawing, I would assume it has something to do with going out and getting drunk with a, if you're younger or underage drinking and you're a female.
No.
In that way.
Even better.
Okay.
White clawing is dating or staying with someone who's extremely insanely attractive, but has zero else to offer. And you know it. Right. White clawing.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Have you done that in your life ever?
No. I don't think I did.
Me either.
I was lucky enough to. Yeah, well, no, because no. I got lucky.
I don't think I've ever done that either.
Yeah.
Well, not for a long period of time.
No, right. Yeah. Just like,
I don't want to divulge too much. There's a lot of people listening to this.
Yeah.
But not for long term, no.
No. Never dating.
Never, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
What about cosplaying? You know anything about cosplaying?
I don't. It sounds illegal.
It is. It's basically getting with someone to enhance yourself in some type of way.
Yeah.
So, like dating someone who might be an influencer.
Yeah.
To try to get that personal gain, and you have zero interest in them at all. Try to get your weight up, so they used to say in the weight room. Your weight up.
Yeah. That's kind of like
That's kind of like how the world works.
It's like gold digging, but the currency is attention on social media. So it's gold digging.
Yeah. So it's just basically to enhance your personal profile. So you know.
Yeah.
So they say, you're cosplaying.
This
one I love. Have you ever been glamboozled?
No, but it sounds interesting.
Take a guess what you think glamboozled might
like
be.
Something a 18-year-old female would do.
Okay. Why?
Because she's, you know, it's that picture that glam shot that, you know, doesn't have to be 18. It could be a 35-year-old Instagram model. And then you see them in real life and they're without their makeup and they're, you know, and all that other stuff.
That's what I would have thought.
Yeah.
Glamboozled is you get yourself right. You get yourself, what's that phrase? You get yourself looking good 6 to midnight, top to bottom on the clock, top to bottom, you're looking right.
Yeah.
You get your clothes on, do your hair, the whole thing. I don't have that problem.
Yeah.
You do the whole thing and then they cancel on you. So you get glammed up, and then the text comes through. Listen.
We didn't get glamboozled last night. We were glamboozled.
We were something.
Yeah. Well, we were the complete opposite.
Yeah, I mean, I was wearing my customary zip-up Adidas sweatshirt, so, you know, no worries there.
Dressed like 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Right, balling.
It was fantastic. If I had flip-flops, I would have worn
them. I mean, yeah, how many heads turn to go, okay, those guys definitely sell drugs, right? Like, they're... like they're dressed. I look like I was in a hip hop entourage last night in that place.
You look like an Uber driver.
Just ordering away. I was a ski mask away from robbing a liquor store. Right?
You glamboozled yourself.
My jeans. New kicks though. The kicks were new.
Yeah.
Zip up hoodie.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
Yeah.
Ski mask away from robbing a liquor store.
That was fantastic. Glamboozled.
But nobody was making fun when we ordered.
No.
Because we ball.
Yeah, it was good.
Shout out to the lounge after that, by the way. Balling in there.
Yeah.
You can't go in there unless you have baller status.
Yeah.
Explain as we wrap. What a successful episode, by the way. Yeah. Forget the fact that we're in a high-end suite.
You know, we accomplished one of your goals.
Just talk about the experience I provided you coming here last night.
Fantastic.
Just talk about the, just
First class. First class.
Yeah. When I told you to come up,
VIP lounge.
Yeah.
All you care to eat and all you care to drink. Top shelf it was phenomenal. You needed all kinds of screening and passing, and you had to go through the retina test to get in. And somehow they let us in. And then we went to Jordan's last night and had an unbelievable meal. That was phenomenal. And then
it continued this morning.
And then we went to VIP after that, back to the VIP lounge to have a couple more adult beverages. And then this morning we got up and we went to a all you care to eat unbelievable breakfast buffet extravaganza that only a casino could put on. Or a cruise ship.
And the kid right here kept it clean.
You did.
Stuck to the mission.
Oh, I wasn't reaching in pockets for anything. No. Yeah, we weren't expensing anything. It was great. Yeah.
The kid put it on the arm for everybody.
He put it on the arm.
Didn't go off the diet. Didn't go off the diet.
No, I was impressed by that, by the way.
Keeping it real. We're keeping it tight now. Yeah, we're on a mission.
They made out on you this morning.
Yeah.
I think I covered that part.
No, Robbie picked up the slack. Hey, I knew you would. That's why you're a Hall of Famer.
Right, that's right.
Hall of Famer.
I had to take it deep for both of us.
Hall of Famer.
My throat is killing me. I feel like
a sign of a good time.
My throat is. No, I was snoring so. I was just. You snore so. I just felt in my throat.
That's usually when people do blow all night. They wake up and their throat.
I don't even.
It's the drip.
Yeah.
Mine's actually a post nasal drip because I've had a cold for 4 months. So, yeah. So, clean living, folks. That's what we're about. How do I have access to all this stuff?
Yeah.
That's a different episode for a different story.
Yeah.
I cannot divulge my secrets, but we still prescribe to clean living.
Yes, very much so.
This will not be the last Baller Take a Deep podcast. This was edition one. I'm gonna do this. I've made up my mind.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a Baller. We're gonna do Baller episodes. This was episode one of the Baller edition. Take it deep.
Yeah.
Episode two might be from another location.
Yeah.
Another it might be the same suite. Who knows? But we're gonna do them again. Every time, it won't be the studio. It's going to be an undisclosed location, high end. We always go high end.
Yeah.
There's no end except high end. That's the way I look at it, if you're going to do it. Hope you enjoyed us. We need you back for the next one. It's coming quick. We may be doing a guest spot on another podcast. Shout out Elizabeth Garino. We may be on hers. Tag teaming it.
Yeah.
Long time in the making. We all have busy schedules. We're going to get there. It's going to be soon. Keep an eye on us. Keep an eye on us on social media. Keep an eye on us on YouTube. Keep listening. Tell your friends. If you hate us, definitely tell them. I love controversy. Yeah. Keep it coming, folks. Keep grinding it out. We'll see you next time.
Bamboozled.
As they do at the casino when the dealer's done.
Yeah, that's it.
Take it deep, everybody.
Live from Mohegan Sun.